This is a reading based on John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. Jesus is alive. It's evening, the first day of the week, and the disciples are together behind locked doors, still in fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus is alive, and they know it, because suddenly, there he is, standing among them. Shalom, he says. Just an ordinary greeting. But there's nothing ordinary about this moment as he shows them his hands and his side. The disciples are overjoyed. Jesus is alive! Shalom, he says again. Peace be with you. And then he gives them a job. My Father sent me, he says. Now I am sending you. And he gives them what they need for the job by breathing on them. Receive the Holy Spirit, he says. What you forgive is forgiven. What you don't forgive is not. And then he goes. Jesus is alive! The disciples have seen him. Well, all the disciples, bar one. Thomas is his name. And when the others tell him what has happened, he is incredulous. A much bigger word than doubting, which means much the same thing. And before you start casting aspersions and placing adjectives before his name, consider for a moment how you might have reacted had you, alone among your mates, missed the most amazing thing that was ever likely to happen to you. You say you saw the nail marks in his hands, Thomas asked. You say you saw his wounded side? Well, until I put my fingers in those nail marks, until I put my hand into his side, I will not believe Jesus is alive. A week has passed. The disciples are together again, and this time Thomas is there too. The doors are still locked, but locks don't keep Jesus from suddenly standing among them again. Jesus greets them, Shalom. And then he turns to Thomas and holds out his hands. Put your finger here, he says, and put your hand into my side. Don't doubt, believe. But instead of reaching out his finger or his hand, Thomas simply opens his mouth. My Lord and my God, he confesses, Jesus is alive. You have seen me, he says, and because of that you have believed. Blessed are those, he continues, who believe without seeing. And that's why this book has been written, John concludes. Not to tell everything that Jesus did, but to tell enough that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life in his name, because Jesus is alive.